Old Dutch, the cleanser that gives you quicker cleaning because it's made with Seismatite, presents Bachelor's Children. Well, Santa, packing up, I see.
Huh? Yes, I'm going to have a heavy load this Christmas. Lots of new sinks, stoves, and refrigerators for the ladies.
Well, will you do me a favor, Santa?
Well, of course, Mr. Young.
Well, with each one of those pieces of household equipment, give a package of Old Dutch Cleanser.
Old Dutch Cleanser, yes?
Yes, you see, we want to have those Christmas presents looking like new and free from scratches next Christmas and many Christmases to come. And Old Dutch Cleanser brings a housewife the gift of scratchless cleaning. Now, that's very important, Santa, because when a surface is smooth and free from scratches, it's easy to clean and keep clean. Now, that saves a homemaker time and work.
Well, it certainly does.
And then, in addition, Old Dutch is a speed cleanser. Zips through the housework because it has a 1-2 cleaning action. 1, cuts grease quickly. 2, makes your cleaning easier. Homemakers appreciate this quick cleaning on pots and pans, stove, sink, bathtub, painted woodwork, and all through the house.
Well, sir, quick, scratchless cleaning's a gift worth having. I'll see that the ladies receive their Old Dutch cleanser. Get up there, Dunder. Up, Blitzen.
And now, Bachelor's Children. Yesterday, Ruth Ann decided to go over next door and deliver to Janet some gifts which she had bought for her. Reaching there, she found Janet at the phone, frantically trying to reach Sam to tell him that the long-awaited hour had come. Hastily calling Dr. Graham from next door, and herself more than a little frightened, Ruth Ann was greatly relieved when Sam walked in, and a few moments later, Dr. Graham added his comforting presence. Now, as we continue our story, it's late the same night, Christmas Eve, and at the hospital where Janet was taken early this afternoon, Ruth Ann and Sam are waiting in the dimly lighted corridor. Ruth Ann speaks.
Sam, you've been walking up and down for hours. Why don't you sit down?
I can't, Ruth Ann. I know there must be something wrong, or Dr. Page wouldn't have sent for Bob.
Now, Sam, you mustn't be imagining things. Janet's bound to be all right, or they'd have told us.
No, but it's been so long. It's 11 o'clock now, and we brought her over here around 2 this afternoon.
11 o'clock? Well, I thought it was later than that. Poor Janet.
Oh, if they'd only let me go in to see her just for a minute.
But you know what Bob told you, that they were afraid that it would excite Janet and that she needs all her strength now.
Yeah, I know. This awful waiting. Oh, there's Bob. Bob, how is she? How's she doing?
Hi, Sam. Say, why didn't you and Ruth Ann go in Janet's room and sit down there, as I told you to?
We wanted to be here, close at hand. Is she all right?
Yes, she's all right, of course.
Oh, but it's been so long. Bob, why did Dr. Page send for you?
Now, listen, let's walk up the hall and go in Janet's room. We can talk better there and out here in the hall. Come on.
Bob, look here. Are you keeping something from me? Is Janet...
Now, look here, fella. You've got to stop this. You're not doing yourself or Janet or anyone else any good.
But good Lord, man, you don't know what it is to stand around hour after hour and wait. Just wait.
Yes, I do, Sam. I know just what you're going through.
I'll tell you this much. If Janet comes through this all right, there'll never be another baby.
No. Yeah, it's what they all say. Now, sit down in that chair there. That's better. You better sit down, too, darling. Say, you look all in.
All right.
Now, then, Janet's having a hard time.
What?
That's why Dr. Page asked me to go in and see her.
Oh.
In fact, she's having an exception.
But can something be done to...
Everything's being done that can be done, dear. And I'm hoping that it won't be much longer now. Everything's normal, and she's just the bravest little soldier you'd ever want to see. And if she can be brave with all she's going through, it does seem to me, Sam, that it's up to you to be equally brave.
Oh, I know it. I will be, only... Oh, if I could only do the suffering instead of her.
Yes, I know. But I sometimes wonder which is the harder to bear, physical or mental suffering. Well, I'm going in now.
Bob, you aren't going away, are you? You'll stay here, won't you?
Will you calm yourself? I'll be right here. I thought I'd go out and telephone Ellen, let her know how Janet's coming along. She'll be wanting to hear.
Oh, yes, I should have phoned her before this. I told her I'd let her know.
Well, come on with me. Both talk to her. Now, look, Sam, stretch out there on that bed for a little while.
No, no, I don't want to do that. I'm all right.
Do as you're told, will
you? Well, Janet...
You just leave Janet to me. I'll look after her. Come on over here.
All right, if it'll make you feel any better, but I'm not tired. Now, you promised to call me.
I'll promise to call you just as soon as there's any reason for it. Now, you just stay there for a little while. You'll feel a lot better. Come on, Ruth, on the telephone, please.
Oh, sweetheart. If I could only do something to help you. If I could only bear the suffering instead of you. So little. So sweet. Always so gay. Happy.
Sam, I did it. Look, the ball dropped right in the cup.
Uh-huh. I told you'd be a golfer if you'd stick at it long enough. First thing you know, you'll be beating your teacher. Now, aren't you glad you came along with me?
Uh-huh. You know, Sam, you're really very nice.
That's what I've been trying to tell you for a long time.
After one gets to know you. But I didn't like you one bit when Ruth Ann and I first came here to live.
Now, you think I didn't know that? Why didn't you like me?
Oh, because you were always teasing me, laughing at me.
Oh, not laughing at you. Laughing with you. That's a distinction with a difference. You're a good kid.
Oh, now, there you go. A good kid. Why do you always treat me as if I were nothing but a baby?
Well, that's about all you are. But don't worry. You'll grow up someday.
All right.
And someday you'll make some man a good wife. If it weren't so long, I might promise to wait for you.
But... You don't think I'd marry you, do you? The man I marry... I've ever had before in all my life. Would you believe it? This is the first time that Ruth Ann and I ever went out on a really and truly New Year's Eve party.
And would you believe it? You're the best-looking girl I ever took out on a New Year's Eve party.
Oh. Well, I thought I did look nice tonight myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're sure you didn't wish you'd taken Marjorie Carroll instead of me?
Oh, darn Marjorie Carroll. Why do you keep referring to her all the time?
Well, I know you like her.
Janet, listen. I want to talk to you. Seriously.
About Marjorie?
No, Marjorie Carroll's nothing to me and never was.
But, Sam, you told me yourself...
I know I've told you a lot of things about myself that I had no business telling. But there's one thing I haven't told you, Janet. And I'm going to. Right now.
What is it?
Janet, I love you.
You love me? Me, Sam?
Yes, you. I love you, and I want you to marry me.
But I thought you were in love with Marjorie Carroll.
Oh, I'm not now, and I never was. I was just kidding. I just told you that story, Jenna, because I didn't want you to feel sorry for me. How about it? Can you...
How do I know you're in earnest now?
Oh, darling, can't you tell? I've never been so in earnest about anything before in my life. Don't you believe me?
Yes. I do. Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry.
Sorry? You mean you don't want me to love you?
I'm afraid I don't. You see... Oh, I like you so much, so very much, but... I've never thought of you as anything but...
A brother. Yes, I know. Well... Okay, but I warn you, as a picture hanger, I'm a good insurance man. What do you want me to do?
If you'll get up on the ladder, I'll hand you the picture.
Yeah, all right, but I think I'll take my coat off first. If I'm going to be a working man, I might as well look like one. Hey, what are you doing up on that ladder?
I just wanted to hold it up here first to see if it's going to look all right in this spot. Steady the ladder for me.
Yeah, all right. I've got it. Well, what do you think?
I'm too close to it to get the effect. Wait, I'll lean back a little. Oh, Seth, catch me. I'm falling.
It's all right, Janet. I've got you.
Sam.
Janet, sweet.
Sam. Oh, Sam, dearest. You're the one. It's been you all the time. And I didn't know.
From this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part.
What's the matter, darling? Doesn't it taste all right?
Oh, yes, only I'm not very hungry, I guess.
Oh, I know it isn't right, but I cooked it just exactly the way Ellen told me to. Only it doesn't taste like it does in secret.
Of course, there are finer houses someplace in this world, but I've never seen them.
That's because this is our very own home. Oh, darling, we're so happy. We love each other so much. And now we have our little house. What more?
You mean that we're going to...
I was over to see Dr. Page today, and he told me that... Oh, Sam.
Darling, oh, my sweetheart. Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Because I wanted to be sure.
When will it be?
Dr. Page said around the end of the year... Are you glad, darling?
Glad? Oh, that's not the word for it. Why, sweetheart, don't you realize I'm going to be a father?
I can hardly wait.
Only a few weeks. And we've waited so long for it.
Oh, Ruth Ann. I'm afraid.
Oh, God, don't let her die. Please, please don't let
Sam.
Her...
Sam! Sam!
Yes, Ruth Ann. What is it?
Come on, quick. Janet is...
going to be an awful stack of pots and pans from the Christmas dinner, isn't there? But just watch how fast it goes down with quick cleaning Old Dutch Cleanser on the job. As Mrs. Edward of Grafton, Illinois says, I like Old Dutch Cleanser for cleaning greasy boiler, roaster, and pots and pans because it cuts the grease so quickly. Besides, it makes them shine. Yes, Old Dutch Cleanser makes short work of pots and pans, and here's why. It has a 1-2 cleaning action. One, cuts grease quickly. Two, makes your cleaning easier. You appreciate this faster cleaning all through your house, on windows, mirrors, bathtub, sink, stove and refrigerator, and painted woodwork and linoleum, too. You save many precious minutes that you can spend enjoying yourself with your family. But Old Dutch Cleanser sacrifices nothing for speed. It cleans fast, of course, but it also cleans thoroughly and leaves things shining so that you can be proud of the sparkling cleanliness of your home. For Old Dutch Cleanser polishes as it cleans in one operation. Old Dutch is a safe and saving cleanser. Not only saves time and work, it saves surfaces because it doesn't scratch, saves money because it goes so far, and saves your hands because it contains no caustic or acid to make them red or rough. No time now to waste on pokey cleansers that slow up your cleaning because they scratch. Be sure to order Quick Cleaning Old Dutch Cleanser from your grocer this morning. This is Russ Young speaking for Old Dutch Cleanser and inviting you all to join us again on Christmas morning at this same time. This is WGN.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.